Chapter 4. This should have been the scene in my life movie where I'm tooling down the coast, hair flying in the breeze, belting out a song of girly liberation, pumping my fist out the rolled down window. If only. The stretch from Napa to Palm Springs, California is for the most part hot, boring, and long. And I was a mess. The car was littered with crumpled tissues, empty soda cans and sticky candy wrappers. The air was stale with Marlboro menthols, and the only sounds to be heard were Polly's muse and my own curses at anyone who dared to pass a little too quickly, swerve a little too close, or even just look at me sideways. All I wanted was to be in my house, and it was all I could do to stay focused on that goal. "You'll be fine," I tried to tell myself over and over. "Just trust the GPS lady. Do what she says and you'll be fine. You can figure everything else out after you get there. It will be fine." "We'll be fine, right, Paul?"
"Right," answered inner Debbie, my worst critic, her nasally voice dripping with sarcasm.
"I wasn't talking to you, and who invited you anyway?" I answered out loud.
"What, you thought I wasn't coming along?" Apparently, I had expected too much when I hoped to leave my doubts behind back in Napa. Instead, those doubts seemed to have multiplied, weighing me down with even more baggage than I had arrived there with.
"You've got more baggage than Paris Hilton on a 3-week luxury cruise."
I couldn't argue. My life sometimes seemed like a series of one-act plays starring the same character. A gutsy heroine who over and over seems destined to triumph, yet somehow never quite does. Oh, I was great at survival. That skill set kicked in long ago, after my first husband, whom I had met in college, fathered not one but two children with women who were not me, including one who was, until then, my best friend. I am not kidding. I was only 25 with two little boys when things finally fell apart. We were married too young, and our union had already been a rocky one, with both of us to blame. And to complicate things even further, my soon-to-be ex-husband was working.